Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Investigators are still piecing together the circumstances of the ship collision that brought down a major bridge in Baltimore. NPR has reviewed more than 1,000 radio communications exchanged between first responders from multiple agencies that night. NPR's Kyara Eisner has more.
Radio communications exchanged during the search and rescue efforts show police reacted lightning fast to block cars from crossing the Francis Scott Key Bridge and coordinated across agencies to try to find workers in the river.
We do have one person that was in the water is being evaluated by our medic aid on this side.
But Ryan Dilke, an instructor at Eckerd College Search and Rescue, notes that communication systems used to make distress calls are not optimized for alerting construction crews on bridges, since they don't have access to the same radio as the ship pilots. The bodies of two construction workers have been recovered from the river. Four others are presumed dead. Kyara Eisner, NPR News.
Palestinian citizens of Israel turned out today for a rare protest against the war in Gaza. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports some still worry, though, about being harassed for criticizing Israel's actions.
Hundreds marched through a hillside town in the Galilee, shouting chants that have gotten others arrested. Palestinians make up 20% of Israeli citizens, but after October's deadly Hamas attack, hundreds were detained for criticizing Israel's occupation, often on social media. Some were arrested for trying to protest. Legal aid attorneys have fought back and won permits for recent small anti-war demonstrations. Israel's government approved today's larger march, part of an annual event for Palestinian rights. Several people said it felt like a safe place to at last express their grief over the Gaza war and hopes for a ceasefire. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Dear Hannah, Israel.
In the Netherlands, a man is in custody after holding several people hostage at knife point in a cafe. Terry Schultz reports the situation caused a large disruption to the area because of security precautions, but there were no injuries.
The downtown shopping district and some 150 houses in the central Dutch city of Ede were evacuated after a man took several people hostage in a cafe in the early morning hours. He was believed at the time to be in possession of several knives and explosives. Special forces, police, and emergency services surrounded the location for several hours. Three hostages were released in the morning, and by early afternoon, the man released the last person unharmed and eventually came out himself to be taken into custody, allowing residents and shopkeepers to return. Ede Mayor René Verhoes said the man was a Dutch citizen known to law enforcement and that there did not appear to be a terrorist motive at this point. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. A coalition of environmental groups has filed a new proposal for managing the Colorado River, which supplies water to some 40 million people. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager reports it joins two other competing proposals from deeply divided groups of Western states.
The proposal's authors say they don't want it to go against states' desires. John Berggren with Western Resource Advocates says the goal is to help states craft water management plans that also help ecosystems throughout the Southwest.
Regardless of what is decided, if you integrate these ideas into those annual operations, you can have your water supply security, which the states want, but then you also get these environmental benefits that make sure that you do have a healthy flowing river.
Proposals from states, tribes, and environmental groups will be reviewed by the federal government. Officials hope to draft a consensus plan for managing the Colorado River before the end of this year. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Pope Francis presided over the Vatican's somber Easter Vigil service a day after he made the last-minute decision to skip his participation in the Good Friday procession at the Colosseum as a health precaution. Francis entered the darkened, silent St. Peter's Basilica in his wheelchair today, offering an opening prayer. Though he sounded somewhat congested and out of breath, he blessed the Easter candle, the flame of which was shared with other candles until the basilica twinkled. The evening service is one of the most solemn and important moments in the Catholic liturgical calendar. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.